Players retiring from the National Football League is nothing new. After each season, and sometimes during the trip, guys will decide because of age or fatigue or injury that the final chapter has been written. Hello, everyone. This is Sports and Commentary. I'm Greg Stewart. Thank you for joining me, and thanks for your support of Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can always look us up online for more information at WWIB.com. Jeremy Thompson was a fourth-round pick of the Packers in the 2008 draft, but the defensive end out of Wake Forest ran into an injury situation that threatened his future. So then, at the age of 25, Jeremy Thompson retired. He is now an orthopedic surgeon at the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota. And he comes back today on Sports and Commentary with me. So a defensive end at Wake Forest played 46 games at that position with the Demon Deacons. And then the Packers ultimately moved you to linebacker and Dom Capers 3-4. How was that transition for you?
I thought it was a natural position change. In college, I was technically a defensive end, but the kind of defense that we ran, the defensive ends dropped a ton, probably 30% of our plays dropped into coverage. So I was comfortable with the concepts that we were using for that defense. It was just a difference of putting my hand in the ground versus standing up at the end of the play. But I thought that it was a good transition, something that fit me a little bit better than kind of pushing around the 300-pound offensive lineman play in and play out. But I was pretty versatile. I was kind of just there to listen to the coaches, kind of fit in with the team, whatever the role that was going to be for me. But I enjoyed playing the 3-4. It was kind of a nice natural fit for me. It was a lot of fun.
Mike McCarthy was your head coach, and of course the Packers fired him with a few games left last season. Did that surprise you?
A little bit. He had so much success with the team. But it seemed like things kind of weren't going the right direction for whatever reason. And the organization reluctantly had to make that change. I know it was a hard decision for them, but ultimately I think it's what needed to happen. But I'm sure he's a great coach, somebody I respect in the game, probably fully. I feel like he's going to land on his feet and have an impact on whatever team lands next.
Yeah, that's not the only change. Jordy Nelson came in with your draft class in 2008 out of Kansas State, and he's gone now. He just hung up his cleats. How about that?
Yeah. So I'm seeing all the people I came in with that are kind of hanging it up. Makes me feel a little less bad about being a little out of shape, a little washed up.
I'm sure you're still in pretty good shape there. All right, played high school ball in Charlotte, North Carolina, Charlotte Christian, stayed in state to play college ball at Wake Forest, and then on to the Green Bay Packers. Any stories, Jeremy, from your football career that you'll never forget?
Wow, there's so many. I always hold the high school years dearest to my heart. It was kind of a time where carefree was more about hanging with your friends than actually putting in work and refining your game. But in college, we won the ACC and went to the Orange Bowl my junior year. It was kind of a time we rallied behind one of my teammates, John Abadi. His little brother died that year. So it's just a good experience. It's kind of, we had two rough years before that. It was good to see kind of things coming together after, persisting and just staying true to the process. Obviously, the pro years were great. Wish it could have lasted a little longer, but meeting players each level, it was a relationship that you cherish.
Yeah, just two seasons with the Packers, but God gave you a new ministry, and that is as a physician. You're an orthopedic surgeon in residency at Mayo Clinic. And Jeremy, Jesus spent some time here on earth healing folks. And a sense that you're kind of doing God's work in the profession that he's led you into.
Yeah, so, you can do God's work and kind of whatever he chooses for you to do according to his plan. But I guess this is the way that I was called to do it. Obviously, take a lot of inspiration from what he tells us in the Bible and But, yeah, it's been a great experience.
Yeah. It's been a few years since you've been on the show. So why don't you share a little bit of your spiritual timeline here? When and where did you, how did you begin this relationship with Jesus Christ? Tell us about that.
Yeah, so I grew up in a Christian family. Mom and dad always brought me to church. Grew up in a Christian school, so it was always around. It was kind of comfortable for me. But ultimately, I had to make the decision for myself. You know, is this the life I want to lead? I know my parents have always been a good influence for me, teaching me about the Bible, teaching me about Jesus. But when I was a freshman in high school, decided to take those steps myself and ask Jesus to come into my heart. And it's kind of been, you know, stable, steady throughout the years. I was involved in Athletes in Action, which was kind of like Fellowship of Christian Athletes in college, going on to mission trips, doing Bible studies in college and in the pros. And in med school, found a good group of guys to get fellowship in Christ with. I hope to kind of have the same effect on my kids. I have four kids now that my parents had on me. So it's been, you know, something that I hold dear, obviously, to my heart. And it's been a good ride.
33-year-old Jeremy Thompson, the former Packers fourth-round draft pick, now Dr. Jeremy Thompson at the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota. Thank you for taking the time to come back today on the show. It's been great to reconnect. God bless you.
My pleasure. God bless you.